Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com, and it's July 31st. This is a breaking news podcast. The Fiend Bray Wyatt has been released by WWE. Now, first off, I want to apologize for my voice. It's still recovering. It's not quite back yet, but thank you for you all bearing with me. We'll talk about what we know as of now. We will have more information on Bray Wyatt's release and some behind-the-scenes news up on FightfulSelect.com. That is our premium wrestling news service. We have a bunch of shows over there as well. Before we really get into this, I'll say this. If you want to send a super chat, that's fine. We have like Omar Diaz saying Bray to Dark Order. Yes, please. We'll read those comments as we do in general. I want to make a very, very strict ground rule for our chat. Do not speculate on a person's mental health. This is the only warning for that. Do not speculate on that. That is personal business. You can wish them well, like JJ here did. Do not speculate on somebody's mental health in our chat. You will be eliminated from our chat as a result of that. So the news dropped today. WWE tweeted and then deleted a post that said Bray Wyatt was released. They quickly reposted that. I had just heard this news maybe 2-3 minutes before, and I was checking on it. And then when the WWE news dropped, it's shock. And again, I'll expand on that a little bit more into on Fightful Select. And yeah, and apologies if there's dead air. Apologies for that. But getting news as this happens. Now, there have been lots of speculation and stuff about where he's been, what he's been doing. Again, it is not our site's MO to post mental health stuff. We never confirmed that. We never denied that. It's just not something that we generally post. I'll say this. I have not been told that he was exactly all in on wrestling of late. I don't know how true that is. I have not spoke to Bray as of yet. Matthew McFadden says, Bray got me into wrestling in late 2019. My favorite person in the industry of all time. A genuine one-of-a-kind performer, a god-tier talker. There were several people that I spoke to within the company that had not spoken to him that much of late. He had been at a couple TVs, I think, since Raw, but there were several that he hadn't been at as well. And when things were tossed his way that he wasn't necessarily keen on, he would be, I don't want to say vocal, but not necessarily receptive to it from the people that I spoke to as well. And then the WrestleMania plans changed. There were people that told me that, like, the Friday before WrestleMania, they were told, the people involved in the match were told, hey, we got a great idea. And then they did what they did at WrestleMania. And everybody was just like, really? Really? Shay Angel says, this sucks. My husband and I loved watching Bray, and having him out of WWE makes us want to watch even less. This is going to disenfranchise a whole lot of people. This ain't good. This is not the best. Because I mean, let's be real. A lot of WWE's most loyal people are those Twitter users with the Fiend avatars. We're not going to dance around that. You know, it's the truth. That's just the reality of the situation. Follow-up says, beyond bizarre, especially when he just showed how physically he's looked the best that he ever has. I'm sure he was gearing for a return. I can't speak to that. I don't know if he was gearing for a return or not. We've got just a ton of super chats and people asking questions. People saying wherever Bray goes next, he will be a major asset. That's if he continues to wrestle. I always wonder in these situations, will this person continue to wrestle? And man, he is just such a talented person, such a creative person, and it just wasn't implemented. It just wasn't implemented to the correct degree. Justin Lopez says he's in disbelief that there's got to be more to this. I don't see them just releasing a Hall of Fame talent. There is more to this. It's not just a flat out, straight up, clear release. And Aiden says, I believe it was said about Maverick when he was released, but how do you not make money off this guy? Such a creative mind and dedicated person. They did make money off of him. They made a lot of money off of Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was a very, very good man, a very good talent. I'm getting news rolling in right now. Yeah. Rob Reed says, I thought Vince was making a bad joke when he said he was going to send more talent to AEW. To clarify that, and people asking if I'm sick, I've lost my voice last week. Sorry. There's a lot lost in context of that Vince McMahon quote. Like, I don't know if he was just trailing off. I don't know if he was making like a sick burn. I don't know if he was asking Nick Khan to give them more, as in give them more information on how they felt about AEW. Vince McMahon does not usually answer Q&As on those investor calls anymore. It's usually Nick and Stephanie. And sometimes Christina Salen. Aiden says, never mind, that's one I already read. Nerd Guru says, because you don't know what it takes to make a superstar in 2011, because you don't know what these people want. That was CM Punk years ago. Yeah, they really did screw up a lot of Bray Wyatt, and we're going to get into that on this show. I appreciate the 3,000 of you that are watching. We're really going to get into that. Dante says, no days off for SRS. Whatever the reason for his release, he shouldn't go to AEW with the logjam of male talent. He'd be better in Impact or ROH. Tell that to the bank account, brother. That's all I got to say. Go wherever you can make the most money and be happiest and do whatever you want. I would imagine wherever Bray Wyatt lands, he'll have some creative input there as well. Hoping to see Bray on Talk is Jericho. Was not expecting this at all. I hope we get to hear Bray speak. I don't care where it is, whether it's on his own, whether it's anywhere. I just think that he'll have a very interesting story to tell. Ricardo says AEW would benefit. They would. A character like The Fiend wouldn't work in AEW, but Wyatt with full creative freedom in that environment could be unreal. It's all down to whose show you're on and what kind of creative you can put forth. I don't think The Fiend would work in AEW, but they can't use The Fiend. The Fiend is a trademark character of WWE. But Bray Wyatt has had like four characters, from like the Eater of Worlds to the creepy audiovisual guy to The Fiend to all that stuff. I thought the best one was Backwoods Creepy Family, and I'll go into detail on that in a bit. That guy, Carrie, says it's a true loss for the company. It's a shame that we'll never get to see the full extent of this awesome character he created. I hope to see him the best. I just think there are so many opportunities for him to continue to do whatever it is he wants to do. I mean, Impact does that kind of shit all the time. I don't think it's very good when they do it, but they do that kind of stuff all the time. I don't think they're going to pay him near the money he was making in WWE, though. Throwback says, to me, one of the most self-creative, fun to watch, and interesting people. Stuff he did with the Wyatt family, Husky Harris, and The Fiend was amazing. I wouldn't say as much with Husky Harris. The Wyatt family, yes. I think The Fiend had the potential to be special. I was there in Toronto when he made his first walkout at SummerSlam. It was special. I'll never forget it. Carlos Easy says it's shocking news. I'll never forget the SummerSlam match and how hot the crowd was when the Fiend character debuted on Raw to attack Finn. Yeah, it was special, man. Lots of people saying that Bray's going to be a major asset, and Knock Bogan saying the entire Wyatt family is gone from WWE now. This is rough for me since I was 100% on the Fiend, even through the bad booking. I hope he's okay. So there are a lot of comments about the Wyatt family being gone. And to me, that's the biggest shock. Like all them, like they had such a slam dunk with them. We've got so many super chats rolling in. Nerd Guru says all the guy ever wanted was creative freedom. And his ideas were too big for WWE's little mind. He'll benefit wherever and could even make movies. I think he'd be great making movies. Ken says he could see him making a horror series. I could too. I think that would be really good. I wish they would have done a Fiend origin movie or something. Milkman says, I loved all Bray's characters he came up with, even how silly the Fiend was. Sucks they all got ruined. The Fiend didn't have to be silly. The Fiend could have been something else. It could have been just like a little more deranged and demented. Brian Doyle says, as disappointed as he is about Bray's release, he'd be lying if he wasn't intrigued about the aspect or prospect of PCO versus Bray. Man, that could be fun. It could be corny or interesting. It could be a lot of things. Planet Dan says Bray is so talented and they ruined every character he took care and time creating. Wherever he goes, he's going to be a massive asset. Steph of the Hill says a lot of people are speculating about Bray to AEW, but I just can't see it. Any suggestions of Bray post-WWE pre-WWE to get me a better idea of his style? There was no Bray pre-WWE. He is a WWE project. He was their product. He was brought up by them. That's the situation. He wasn't doing like a ton of indie stuff before this. I mean, he came up in a wrestling family, of course, but he is an FCW product. He came from Troy University and went to WWE. That's it. New Punk said that Bray brought him back to wrestling when he debuted in 2013. You're going to hear a lot of that. You're going to hear a lot of that. Like you heard a lot of it about Punk and other people. There are just a lot of stuff that he brought people to, that he brought a different edge to. He brought that horror edge to WWE, and it's something that had been lacking for quite a while. Because, I mean, The Undertaker kind of had it, but it was more supernatural. Carlos Easy said, in less than 2 years, this company released every member of one of the coolest, most unique factions they ever had after misusing every member of it. I thought Eric Rowan sort of outperformed what he was going to do. I wasn't a surprise there. But Strowman, everybody outperformed. They just didn't give Luke Harper the opportunity. Bray Wyatt was constantly cut off at the legs creatively. Braun Strowman outperformed what he should have been and looked like he could be a megastar. And Eric Rowan, he continued to get better in the ring. A lot of them just couldn't stay healthy at the same time. If you look at the history of the Wyatt family, there was always a member injured at any particular time, but there's four of them, man. There's four of them. You can make up for that. Channel 100 says you have to wonder if they're trying to bankrupt AEW by throwing a bunch of top tier talent out the market on once. That they're not gonna bankrupt AEW. Drew Lytle says, all I'll say is WWE could have had their next Mick Foley with him. He could have easily swapped between the Reverend, Kids host, and Fiend like Mick. I completely agree. He was very versatile. There was a reason. You had an excuse for the Fiend to lose, and it wasn't the Fiend that could lose. It was the Firefly Funhouse Bray. When he's that, he's soft, and he's vulnerable. That's what you have there. Chris says, do you think this adds to the speculation that WWE is looking to sell and getting rid of bigger contracts? No, I don't think that's what this is. I don't think that's what this is at all. I think this is something else. Could I arrange an interview with Bray Wyatt? I can try, and I will try, but it's on him to speak about what he wants to do. Kyle Sasser says, hoping for the best for Bray. Do you think they'll go forward long-term with the Alexa character because of this? Yep, I think they will. I think they run the risk of crowds rejecting Alexa because of what's happened with Bray, though. Nerd Guru says, I hate saying this because of Brody, but anyone not named Hangman would take over Dark Order. You can't write a better story than that. I think they'd have to go heel with Bray. I think the Bray would have to try to bring them back to the dark side. You know what I mean? Demon Diva says he'll forever have the whole world in his hands. Whatever he does next will be epic. So I remember one of my favorite and least favorite parts about the entrance that he had when it switched and everybody went to the lighters and the phones, people stopped clapping. They stopped doing the clap along. I thought that was something that kind of took away a bit, but you gotta like, it's like the spend money to make money. You, in order to get them to do all the Firefly things, you compromise some of the claps, and they could have piped in claps too. And they did a little bit. It just wasn't as pronounced as the clap. I mean, man, that wasn't as pronounced as the clap. Wasn't as pronounced as the clapping. But he had such a special entrance too. Josh the Yoshi says Bray was one of my all-time favorite or one of my favorites for a long time. The Fiend put him over the top in my mind. It was wonderful to see a gimmick in an almost gimmickless age. And Rich Hardesty said, what's the maniac doing in the Impact Zone? Oh boy. Is the name Bray Wyatt trademarked or could he use it elsewhere? He could use part of the name. He could use Bray or Wyatt, but I don't think he could use both. Like Steve Cutler is using Steve Macklin. His real name's Tommy Macklin. Ruby Riott's using Ruby Soho. She used something else after that. There are a whole lot of people that are using like half the name because it's a common name. Mr. J95 says, my girlfriend didn't care about wrestling until I showed her The Fiend and she was hooked. Like I said, you're gonna see a lot of this. You're gonna see a whole lot of this. Josel Noah says, how can God's name, can they not find anything to do with Bray? Guy was fire on the mic and can hold his own as a performer. One moment, guys. I have to respond to this one. Okay. But yeah, how can they not find anything to do with Bray? They had some things to do with Bray. I just don't know if they were good things to do with Bray. You know what I mean? I don't think there were very creatively satisfying things to do with Bray that they were throwing out there. If they had like a horror writer that knew a lot about WWE and the elements of pro wrestling, I think it could have been a lot better. Mike Preventure says the biggest boon to Wyatt in AEW is their dedication to long-term booking. It feels like he thinks in years rather than weeks. Yeah. Yeah. Bray seems like a long-term type of guy too, that he can see something, but I can tell you guys that at no point during the Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton story, was there ever a creative end game there like that was really hammered and put forth. That guy, Carey, says he could see Bray working or writing on some rad TV shows or movies. It let him have his hand at writing. And Ultra Real says, sucks to see the entire Wyatt family released. A few of them wanted it, a couple of them. Mexican Jedi says that Bray's a creative genius, can make something out of nothing. I'll follow him wherever he goes if he wants to continue wrestling. Yeah, well, I mean, I think he can lend a lot to a lot of people creatively. I think that's worth a shot. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. A lot of the people that you hear are the most creative minds in wrestling, Jake Roberts, Scott Hall, Raven, don't have extensive histories in creative. And I don't know why that is. I mean, that would be an awful good study. I would love, maybe I'll do a long form on that and I'll try to talk to those people and say, hey, why didn't you ever get into creative? People always talk about this mind that you have for wrestling. Might not be great for that type of role. Anthony Pride says he could see Bray joining Black and AEW. That could be a very interesting pairing. Brian says, probably the most single, most brilliant creative mind in wrestling in his lifetime. He wishes Lucha Underground was still alive. Imagine him there. Lucha Underground got a little crazy there for a while, my friends. Oh, man. I don't know about a 90-day yet. I don't know about a non-compete. I don't know about any of that yet. I'm still looking through Super Chats. You all are just firing them off. The Wyatt family is what brought me back to wrestling. Bray is one of the most captivating talents I've seen, says Magni. As I mentioned, you're going to get a whole lot of people that say that, oh, I wasn't into wrestling, but I was into Bray Wyatt. I was into The Fiend. I was into that. I didn't like The Fiend. It wasn't for me. I like the presentation of The Fiend. I like how they built it up. I like the Firefly Funhouse at first. I like the first debut. And then within like 2 months, it was pretty well cooked. And if you're one of those people that are like, oh, but he got a lot of good gimmicks. He sold a lot of merch. He won a couple titles. You're not paying attention to what almost all of these wrestlers have been saying in their exit interviews whenever they talk to anybody. You're not listening to them. It can be about money. You can get titles. For example, The Revival asked for their WWE releases at the beginning of 2019. They were almost immediately given tag team titles. Then they were moved to another brand and given other tag team titles. In the interim, Randy Orton pushed for them to be a group. And not only did Vince McMahon say, by the way, you're not going to be a group. We're going to split you guys up and put you on different brands. FTR, then The Revival, they wanted tag team wrestling booked better. Not just them. Not just titles. You got to listen to what these wrestlers are saying. When I'm bitching about creative on my Twitter and on my shows, it's not like this isn't like some unfounded thing. By now, you guys have seen me talk to over 100 wrestlers that have been in WWE. And almost none of them are like, oh, yeah, I didn't want any good creative. I was just happy to be there. Almost none. I think maybe one person I've talked to of all these WWE releases over the past year and a half, and it wasn't even on the record. And that guy told me, yeah, I was just happy to be there. And now that he's gone, he's not. He regrets that. William says, so what are we now to think of that Mania finish with Alexa with some kind of passing the character to her? It certainly seems like it. I don't think they knew that he was going to leave at that point. They didn't know that he was going to leave at that point. But yeah. Sorry, got a little message here, guys. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of information sort of coming in. I'm gonna throw on slow mode right now because some of these heathens in the chat. Big thank you to Joel Pearl. Joel Pearl will be back here tonight for an Impact Homecoming review, by the way. Terrence Robinson says, I hope that WWE or hope fans don't make this an AEW and WWE thing. Let's wish Bray the best in whatever he does. Yeah, I agree. It is a Bray should have been treated better creatively thing. AM says he understands now what Vince said on that earnings call. I mean, it's easy to say that. I was on the call. We transcribed the call. We listened back 6 times. We're not even sure what Vince meant by that. Brett, another one saying that he got back into the wrestling with Wyatt family in hopes that we see him again in AEW or New Japan. Taxel says, Bray and the Wyatt family was the first thing that caught my attention in wrestling. I hope he's back on screens. So there's a lot of talk about the Wyatt family, and to me, that was the biggest opportunity. As hot as The Fiend got from a merchandising standpoint, to me, the Wyatt family was it. To me, the Wyatt family was the opportunity to do this gimmick that WWE had wanted to do for so long but hadn't been able to. And some of you are going to go, why? Why do you like that one better than The Fiend? I'll tell you why. Personally, for my tastes, if you debuted The Undertaker in 2020, 2021, it'd be hard for that to captivate an audience the way it did in 1990. Undertaker was an undeniable talent. Of course it worked, and it continued through these years, but it had been established well before. The way that the Wyatt family was like the kind of horror movies that I like to watch. I don't like to watch supernatural horror movies. I don't like to watch stuff about ghosts and aliens, and I mean, I like zombies sometimes. That's cool. What I like are those things that are rooted in reality. What I like are those final bosses that you believe this terrible, horrible thing could happen to you. It allows you to suspend your disbelief a little bit more than, you know, the wizard, so to speak, the undead wizard, which I was able to suspend my disbelief with a lot more at 5 years old than I am in my 30s. The Wyatt family had that. The Wyatt family were billed and looked like guys that lived in the backwoods, and if like you're going on a kayak trip with your family and your oar breaks and you're like, oh gosh, we got to get over to shore. We got to get over there. And you go walking through the woods to find what you're doing or to find like some way out. You might run into those guys and they might kill you. And that's strongly implied. They might kill you. And I believed that Braun Strowman could rip your spine out through your ass. I believe that Luke Harper was this silent guy that could just, okay, boss, whatever you say, me and Rowan are going to do it. That's what I loved about the Wyatt family. Oh, man. That's what I loved about them. They were so just, it's easy to suspend the disbelief there. Guys, I'm trying to get to all the super chats. I know there might be a couple that I miss. Mikowski says, as someone who's lost their mother, I really hope Bray is okay. It's not easy to lose a family member. Man, I'm sad. Yeah, that sucks. It does. Ryan says, the company has proven they could do supernatural characters well with Kane and Taker. How they screwed up Fiend was baffling to me. That was the 90s, my guy. A lot different now. It is a lot different now. The horror genre has exploded into this thing that is very low budget and very high yield. I mean, horror movies are very easy to make. I want to say easy relatively to like superhero movies and stuff like that, because they don't cost a lot to make. And generally you can make your money, not generally, a lot of them you can make your money back on. William says, so are we to think now the Mania? Oh, okay, never mind. I saw that one. Nerd Guru says, sacrificed him from Goldberg. Alex is going to explode. Yes, Sour Graps on FightfulSelect.com tonight is going to be something. Alex Palowski does a review. Yeah, man. My God. Ugh. Kevin Tram says, Bray and Matt Hardy in AEW, I can see that being better than what happened in WWE. I can't. I don't think they're doing that again. It's Phil Real to me says, we've lost the Wyatt family, but also the Rotundas. Yeah, Bo is gone. Liam says, sad to see a great talent go. I just hope that Alexa does not get go-away heat with the fans. That's my concern, is that Alexa, who had nothing to do with his release, is going to get shrapnel from this. Adam Blamplate says, Alexa Bliss had to make her Twitter private because she's receiving abuse because of Bray's release. What is wrong with people? Don't be that person. Have some compassion. I mean, and just some common sense, too. Gaming with Loic says, the day after Vince makes the tasteless joke about firing more people for AEW, F him in this company. I don't know if that's related, bud. I don't know if he asked for it yet, and I don't know if, quite frankly, if they did it on their own. Does he own the Bray Wyatt name? No, he does not. Matthew McFadden says, Bray, Punk, and Bryan are all the people that caught the eye of non-fans in the last 15 years. Malachi said he's always wanted to work with Wyatt. He might get that opportunity. I mean, he'll get booked wherever he wants. Malcolm says, Darby versus Wyatt, cinematic match, please. I don't know. It seems like the cinematic match is going to hang around through for at least Stadium Stampede, but I don't know about like besides that. Dennis Roth says it feels like Vince is deliberately destroying his own company. Again, I don't know if this was a Vince release or if he asked for it yet. I'm trying to find out. I've heard of some creative frustration for sure. Wyatt signed with WWE. Could he use the broken out in love as a theme? I think WWE owns that. Rob says, Steve here made a good point. WWE doesn't want idea guys. They want people they can plop into spaces. Yes. They don't want square pegs, round holes. They want Play-Doh that they can mash into that round hole. Robert Klein says the Wyatt family could easily be plugged into Resident Evil 7. They could. Devo Miller says, what a talented individual that if he was given lemons, he would turn it into lemonade, wishing the best for Bray. No, I disagree. I think he would often hand WWE this delicious lemonade, and they would go, how can we turn this back into a lemon, then smash the lemon with a goddamn sledgehammer? That's what I think. Brian Doyle says, I'm excited for Bray's future as there are a few people I'd love to see Bray work with, like PCO, Danhausen, Decay, Dark Order, Minoru Suzuki. We got different tastes. I don't want to see him work with most of them. Danhausen, maybe. Dark Order, maybe. Decay, I just don't like that end of things. Cable says, if Bray beat Taker and Cena at Mania, he'd be the biggest star probably ever. I'd love to go back to the backwoods Bray, maybe even get Braun and Rowan. I would love the backwoods Bray. I would love that. I would love the original Wyatt family, but Braun has outgrown the Wyatt family. Brian Smith says, Bray deserves a place that lets him flourish creatively. Tommy N glowing about AEW's creative freedom makes me think that could be his next stop. That Tommy N stuff on Dynamite was real great. Brandon Charles Powell says, what a bummer. The original Wyatt family gimmick was great. The idea of three guys you might run into in the woods who might actually kill you was an exciting group for me. Yep. That was the point of attraction for me. I believed it. Bryant Heath says, imagine having a talent as creative as Bray and just absolutely wasting nearly 10 years of his career. I don't think they wasted 10 years of his career because a lot of people saw how talented he was. There were a lot of great moments. The SummerSlam debut, the Shield stuff, a lot of the early Wyatt family stuff. There was some good stuff there. It's just it wasn't ever sustained. Drew Lytle says, imagine Bray in New Japan. That's a unique mix. I think it would work in New Japan. I think the Japanese crowd would eat it up. Some stuff. F50 says, off topic, but really enjoyed your Kurt Angle interview. Oh, thank you very much. I have an interview with Kurt Angle up. We dropped it because the Olympics are going on right now. I hope you guys enjoy that. F50 says, hate saying people should join AEW, but with any other promotion, his spotlight would be smaller. It's all about what you want to do and what you're satisfied with. A lot of people have had the opportunity to jump to bigger companies for more money, and they chose the smaller thing. Jason Griefer says, the Bray Rock Mania promo will always stand out for me. Yeah, that was a good moment too. Makovsky, we already read that one. Sorry about that. Brian Doyle says, I'm excited for Bray's future as there are a few people I would love to see him work with. Oh, I'm sorry. These are coming in so fast that I've read some of them, and I apologize for that. A little scatterbrained, as you guys can tell. This news is coming in fast and furious. Devo had said Bray and Black would be a dark disturbed group would be money. It might be. I don't know if it would work with AEW's audience. It's all a matter of presentation. CM says he thinks it would work if Bray did a maniacal televangelist. It would be very good. He could pull that off. Bray Wyatt could absolutely make that work. Hefty says if he signed with AEW, could he use any of his themes? No, I don't think so. Christian says, as a character, Bray is tremendous. He fits in VBD. Man, Bray is too big to just plop down in just any stable. Maybe Dark Order, but Bray is bigger than a lot of this stuff. Think Shelf says, Bray wasn't the reason I got back into wrestling. He was the reason I got into wrestling in the first place. If he returns, I'll follow him forever. How many people are you guys seeing saying that? It is all over the place. Now, I don't have to like The Fiend. I don't have to like the booking that they've put out the last 10 years. Over this guy or 8 years. I don't have to like any of that stuff, but the number of people that are saying that they got back into wrestling or they got into wrestling because of him or his multitude of characters is undeniable. Can't Be Censored says, I think he could be good in ROH for a few months, him being the horror villain in EC3, trying to have him control his narrative. That's one. It depends on what kind of relationship he has with EC3. Man, this is nuts. EA says The Fiend was one of the coolest things at WWE. Him losing at Hell in a Cell was the final straw that made me cancel my network. When that happened, when Goldberg happened and we went off on our post show, we had people saying, let it play out. It has played out. This shit has played out. It was a bad idea. It was stupid. It was just so dumb to do those two things. Someone says potential silver lining. If he's got a 90-day clause, it could be up by Halloween. There's an opportunity for something. There's a lot of opportunities for a lot of somethings there with Bray Wyatt. A whole lot of them. A whole lot of them. Evan Watson says at least Bray got 3 world title wins during that time. I was afraid he wouldn't even get that. 6-man tag with Shield in 14 is a classic. Yeah, but you gotta, it's more about like what they do with those. Let me just check this out real quick. Oh man, there's just so much flying in.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Oh, we've got another super chat from the new game saying, wishing Bray well, hope he's okay with his release. Do you think it'll have an impact on Alexa's character anyway? She might face some sort of rejections, like from the crowd. It just depends. I hope not. She doesn't deserve that. She's given this her all. She has done everything she can. She's made her work very aggressive, and I really, really like that. But it's sad. It sucks for her. Topic Talk Wrestling says, I can see AEW announcing a pay-per-view on October 31st and leading up to them having him return. Well, let me see. Yeah, it'd be a Sunday. It would be a Sunday. 2 months removed from All Out. I could see it. But that's Full Gear time. That's like a few days before Full Gear. Master Stroke JW, I did not see your super chat. It was retracted. I'm sorry. John Mack says, Bray, new Dark Order leader, tip cap to Brody. Again, I think he would pull them back to the dark side. Kim Hall says, Bray brought something to WWE that was different. They need that diversity so badly. They do. They needed the contrast. The variety wasn't for me, but it was for a lot of other people. Mickey said, "Did you get to read Mickey's comments on Twitter? She's spot on. Let me pull them up. Mickey James says, "I think what you meant to say was, thank you so much for coming up with such an incredible gimmick time and time again. One so cool and over, we didn't know how to book it right. So we just gave it to someone else so we can still make all the money off of it and let you go." Holy shit. Yes, that is exactly what everybody's screaming. Holy crap. Good on Mickey. Mike Preventure says, won't somebody think of the poor WWE 2K22 developers? Buddy Murphy told me he would like to still be in the game. He said, send me that check, pal. Eric Decker says he was the last person that was a part of the original Nexus as a wrestler. Man, you're right. Darian says, love that dude. Whatever he decides to do, he'll flourish. Such a creative guy. Guys, I am going to wrap up here in a few minutes. I have got to put together this Fightful Select report. There's a lot of stuff to sort through here. Head over to FightfulSelect.com and subscribe. We got exclusive news there all the time. Man, you got to laugh or else you'd cry, right? Such a talented guy is Bray Wyatt. And, you know, regardless of if he asked for his release or not, regardless, the fact that he's put in a position to request his release. Dr. Six Fingers says, if he doesn't have an AEW, no faction, just pair him with Abaddon and print money. I mean, he can't do the Fiend over there. It would have to be some other version of it. That's the situation. Brandon says, if Darby makes an Eater of Worlds comment. Probably AFK says, any chances to re-sign him for less money like Strowman? I'd be shocked. Shadows by the Fire said, always liked him even when he was Husky Harris. He was underrated as Husky Harris. It's just the creative wasn't great there. Guys, reminder, we are back tonight. Joel Pearl has an Impact Homecoming review. If this is your first time here, we have a lot of interviews this week. We had Eric Bischoff and Kurt Angle. We are also available on podcast platforms everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, all that good stuff. If you'd leave us a nice review on iTunes, it would help out a lot. And Fightful.com, we've got all kinds of wrestling news over there. Dare I say we're breaking more news than anybody out there. Masterstroke said, Shield Wyatt face-off. Wyatt's facing Taker Kane on Raw are two of my favorite UK taping memories. His mind is arguably his best asset. Yeah. And people say with crowds back, how about turn back to Broken Matt and team him with Bray? No, I don't like that idea. That stuff was not creatively fulfilling, man. That just wasn't good. We're getting lots of reacts from this. We're going to have a Wrestlers React post up on Fightful.com. Thank you to my staff for putting that together. Carlos Easy, well, sorry. Yeah, I think that was from earlier. My God, all these super chats are popping up from earlier. Jeez. Wrestling Observer is saying budget cuts. I have not been told that at all as of yet, but I'll keep working on it. Joel Wood says, sorry, just found this out. Do you think Brody? I don't want to speculate on that, Joel. I ain't speculating on that. Podcast Wiz says, thanks for giving us your time when your voice is shot, Sean. Best wishes to Bray. Thanks for listening. I know my voice isn't like the hottest right now, but I appreciate you all tuning in. This is, I know, a sucky day for a lot of people that really, really liked Bray. Knock Bogan says, I don't see any hope for future creative wrestlers. If Bray couldn't make it past their creative, I'll follow him in whatever he does next. Tremaine says, I'm glad Bray gets to take a break from wrestling and spend some time with his wife and kid. I mean, he has been. He's been taking a break this year. He's had some time off. I mean, that's just where it was. Guys, thank you all so much. I have to end this show. I have to go figure out more information on this. I have not heard the budget cuts thing personally yet, but I'm working on it. We'll see what we can do. Guys, this is not the place to ask where the Hardy Boys and Rey Mysterio should be in the Hall of Fame, but yes, they should be. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you all. If I missed any super chats, send them to me. Very sorry. We're out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.